Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is.
Many of my clients ask me what a sales manager is, and also at the same time, what a sales manager is not. Well, let's talk first about what a sales manager is. First and foremost, a sales manager is a leader. Sales management is a leadership position. But as part of that, a sales manager is really responsible for making his best salespeople even better. So that means that a sales manager is also a coach and a counselor. At the same time, the sales manager is also setting direction. And so the sales manager is also a strategizer, but this isn't just a theoretical role. We're not only just setting strategy, we're also executing on it. So the sales manager is also an executor. Now I'd like to talk about what a sales leader is not. First and foremost, a sales leader is not a salesperson. A sales leader may have been a salesperson at one point in time, but a sales leader is not a salesperson, should not be carrying quota, and should not be responsible for going in and doing direct sales activities with clients and closing deals as his primary role. Second, a sales leader is not a babysitter. A sales leader should really be focusing his time on making his best people even better. It's not about trying to take care of the weaker people in the sales organization who maybe should not really be there. Finally, a sales leader is not just a data collector and reporter of what's going on with his team. Of course, data collection reporting is extremely important, but the role of the sales leader is really proactive. You know, sales leader should be strategizing and should be executing and should be doing the best that he can in order to coach and counsel his team to make them the best that they are and produce the results.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been the Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.